Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more again to Food for the Journey. Today, we look at the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone, then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say with evil intent, 'He brought them out that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth'? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.' So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people." See, our prayers are heard, brothers and sisters. Our prayers are heard. And maybe what we're praying for isn't what God wants, but he can show us mercy and lead us in the right direction. God loves us. God loves us like nobody on earth could love you. He loves us. Heed his word. Please heed his word. Psalm 106 says to us, "Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Our fathers made a calf in Oreb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of grass-eating bullock. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Then he spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath." So he hears the cry of his people. Please pray. These days, especially all that's going on in the East, all the difficulties that people are facing, the Ukraine, we need to pray, brothers and sisters, because God hears our prayer. He does. So let's join together even today, those of you who are listening. I won't be able to do it on this program, but I will pray today for you, that you may pray with me and together come before the Lord and bring peace where there is no peace. Please, let's come together in this situation. And then we read from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. but you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. He's crying out to us, brothers and sisters, believe in him, come to him, pray with him. I do not accept human praise, the Gospel of John says. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Brothers and sisters, so many people, even in this country, so many people have turned from believing in God. They've had perhaps great sorrows, great difficulties in their life, and, well, God could have taken that away. God could have spared me. Brothers and sisters, God wants you near to him. Just come to him and say, Lord, I'm all mixed up. I'm confused. I can't figure out why you would do what you did. Please come and help me. Please come and show me. Because, Lord, I want to do your will, but I need it. Show me passages in Scripture that I can read that will help me to understand that you are here, that you see everything about us. You know us. Many of our difficulties have come because of our own sin, our own problems. Brothers and sisters, please, for us, especially for the Ukraine, let's turn to the Lord now, even as we're here. Let's turn to the Lord now and say, Lord, please help us. Father, we come before you now. We are weak. We make many mistakes. We've even turned against you sometimes. Lord, we want to be truly sorry. Please save us. Please save us from any more fighting. Please come with your Son, Jesus Christ. Please come. And Father, send your Holy Spirit to touch these people who are negotiating, so to speak, right now. Ask him, give them wisdom, give them insight, bring peace to this world, please bring peace, because the war never frees us from the pain and the sorrows of the past or of what is to come. We want to put our trust in the Lord, all of us, today and every day. Just say, Lord, please give me courage to trust you. Please help me. Please show me the way you want me to go. Then pray a decade of the rosary, or pray whatever prayers you want to pray. But ask him, Lord, please help me. Please show me the way. Because God wants us to know his mercy. Even in the midst of this, he wants us to know his mercy. I want to share right now for a moment for you the testimony of the Father. And this is from Pope Francis. Putting all else aside, I wish to speak about the one thing we should never keep quiet about. It is a message that all of us need constantly to keep hearing. The very first truth I would tell each of you is this: God loves you. It makes no difference whether you have already heard it or not. I want to remind you of it. God loves you. Never doubt this. Whatever may happen to you in life, at every moment, you are infinitely loved. Perhaps your experience of fatherhood has not been the best. Your earthly father may have been distant or absent or harsh or domineering. Or maybe he was just not the father you needed. I don't know. But what I can tell you with absolute certainty is that you can find security in the embrace of your Heavenly Father, the God who first gave you life and continues to give it to you at every moment. He will be your firm support. In God's word, we find many expressions of his love. It is as if he tried to find different ways of showing that love so that with one of them, at least, he could touch your heart. For example, there are times when God speaks of himself as an affectionate father who plays with his children. I led them with cords of compassion, with bonds of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. At other times, he speaks of himself as filled with the love of a mother, whose visceral love for her children makes it impossible for her to neglect or abandon them. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. It comes from Isaiah 49, verse 15, that last sentence. He even compares himself to a lover who goes so far as to write his beloved on the palm of his hands to keep her face always before him. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49, verse 16. At other times, he emphasizes the strength and the steadfastness of his invincible love. For the mountains may depart and the hills be shaken, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. My covenant of peace shall not be shaken. That's from Isaiah 54, verse 10. Or, as Pope Francis writes, or he tells us that we have been awaited from eternity, for it was not by chance that we came into this world. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Or he lets us know that he sees in us a beauty that no one else can say or see. For you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Or he makes us realize that his love is not cheerless, but pure joy, welling up whenever he allows us to be loved by him. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. That comes from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. And this was written by Pope Francis, who is our current Pope right now. Let us pray for him, that he may be given the wisdom to continue to lead us in these difficult times. Take time today to pray for Pope Francis as he leads us. May God bless you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.